The Journey Continues, Day 42. Joy of Your Soul. As we move from the sanctity of Yom Kippur to the joy of Sukkot, these four special days have a power to purify us and maintain that purity. The Medrash says that the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot is a time when the Jewish people are preoccupied with mitzvot. This one is occupied with building a sukkah. This one is occupied with acquiring his lulav. Thus, they continue to carry the purity of Yom Kippur. But the purity and sanctity of the days of awe now begin to be translated into joy. In the words of the Song of Songs, "Your left hand is beneath my head, and your right hand embraces me." The left hand refers to the days of awe. It's the left, it's Gevurah. But the embrace of love connected to joy is the second half of the month. What is joy? Is joy something that you create, that you fabricate, that you can acquire? No. Joy is the natural state of the human soul. Look at newborn children. Look at children at young age. They are naturally happy. They don't have to be given anything to be made happy. They have a natural exuberance. It's the sadness of their parents. It's the sadness of the world around them that begins to seep into and create disappointments and so on. So actually, joy is not something you need to go find anywhere. You just need to get rid of the outer layers. And then you'll find the inherent joy of life, the inherent exuberance, the inherent zest and passion connected to life. So after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when we did cleaning up and we tried to correct those outer layers and reach our deepest part of our soul, now we're ready to break out in dance and song in the celebration of Sukkot. So today ask yourself, do I feel a natural joy? Can I just find a moment? And that's the exercise of the day, to find a moment, a space where I can just celebrate who I am, celebrate that I'm alive, and celebrate the gifts and the resources given to me to make this world a better place.